It's nice to have you with us on the Breakfast Club on a Tuesday morning. Now, there's a bit of news yesterday in the world of NBL. League Commissioner, League Owner Larry Kesselman outlined the plan to push back the start date of the season. It was penciled in early December, no definitive date, penciled in early December, but now it's mid-January at the earliest, according to the release yesterday. Dean Vickerman's the coach of Melbourne United. That affects the planning, I would have thought, from each team's individual status, and the coach has been good enough to join us. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Now, how does it affect things for you and for the what you're preparing for the season with Melbourne United?
Yeah, obviously really, really positive for us in, you know, the team that was, you know, most affected directly by COVID.
Yep.
It just gives us a chance. You know, we feel like we're, you know, a month or 2 months behind at this stage right now. So, we're back on the court, but one coach, one player, one rim, mask and gloves and no contact. And so we've been in that mode for this is our third week. So, it just allows us to really slowly come out of this period and prepare our players without trying to rush.
So was that you've obviously been in very close contact with the NBL considering what's happened to the roster and the team that you had there at Melbourne United with, I think it was 12 people getting positives to COVID. Was that part of the conversation as opposed to just the fans being able to get back into it, that you needed to have a chance to get your list back healthy and ready for the season?
Yeah, it really was. And the NBL have done, an amazing job in really looking after their players and their people. And it was a strong consideration about the season moving back. Obviously, we're a league that relies heavily on fans to generate an income, to our owners and then to our teams. So, the more information that we can get, and we haven't set a direct start date, but mid-November onwards is certainly the direction right now. And we'll see what that means for teams and venues and dates and the health of our players.
I'm fascinated, Dean, for you to sort of share with us your immediate reaction when you were told that some of your players had been infected by COVID. I mean, was it panic? Was it obviously concerned? What went through your mind?
I guess the first emotion was, did I do everything to not allow it to come into our gym? And, we'd spoken about it every day, and we felt like we did everything that we could, and we set down the guidelines to say who could come in our gym and how they were entered the gym and what we did in the facility. And so the hardest part was once they were infected and then their families got infected, and that was, that was horrible for me to know that, it may affect their families, and just so happy that their kids were able to bounce back within a couple of days and, no long-term effects there. But, some of our players carried symptoms for a long time with the taste and smell and all those kind of things. So, really, really felt for them.
It made it real, and I think, it made it real for everyone in Melbourne that loves their sport, that can connect with a team like Melbourne United, that healthy, fit, even athletes could still contract the coronavirus. What was it like for you living that it was real, and that it was all of a sudden this thing that we were talking about being overseas, or all of a sudden it was here in our country, that it was affecting you and your club?
Yeah, you're right. It was real every day for us, to call players and how are you doing today, and is there improvement, what challenged our medical staff, it challenged everybody in our club to come a little bit closer together. It was that realization, it's with us, this thing is absolutely real. And the spread that we saw after our players contracted it was like, wow, this thing, you just can't live in the same room, or you're going to get it if you don't isolate. And so, it was crazy.
And from a training perspective, you talked before about the one coach, one player, one ball, gloves, masks, just one ring. I mean, how difficult is it to put a team together? And we've talked about it through other sports, and particularly Aussie rules, where they've trained in smaller groups of 8 and 10. That's actually a pretty good number. That's almost your full squad, Dean. You're working one-on-one. How difficult is it to build a chemistry within your squad when you've only got access to one at a time?
Yeah, that one, we're trying to really take the positive out of this one. And, you know, we're just really small steps and really small goals with our group right now. And so, you know, we have you know, really only 6-7 players on the court right now, so, and 3 coaches. And so we've had the opportunity over these 3 weeks, finishing this week, to just work with every player, you know, for 3 sessions in the week. And so to actually have that time to, you know, communicate with them, to work with them, to, you know, talk about the season and get that real individual attention, it's not something that you often do. And so we're really, I think our players have enjoyed it. Obviously, they want to get back to the point of having a defender in front of them and doing the things that you're going to do in a game. But we try to take the positive of it. We step it up a little bit more over the next 3 weeks and just keep moving forward very, very slowly.
It probably takes you out of your comfort zone a bit too from what you traditionally do in preparing teams for a season. Are you enjoying that challenge of having to think outside the box a bit?
Yeah, you know, and as a head coach, sometimes you aren't as heavily involved in the player development and the skill area. You kind of direct it a little bit more and really going back and getting your hands dirty and chasing down every rebound for a player and doing those things has been really good for me and been a good connection to players. But, yeah, you got to think outside the box and really think about a real gradual step. It's like learning an absolute new skill again. You break it down as far as you can and then just slowly build it up. So, yeah, it's been good to just go look at your philosophy again.
I can hear the energy in your voice. I think the players will be responding pretty well to that and look forward to seeing them back out there on court in mid-January, Dean. Appreciate the time as always. Good luck.
Cheers, thanks.
Dean Vickerman, coach of Melbourne United with us. Yeah, different scenario for them, for all the NBL teams.